Near Somerset, Pennsylvania, rescue workers now claim they could reach 9 trapped coal miners as early as this evening. Since Wednesday, the men have been stuck 240 feet underground after an accident forced millions of gallons of water into the mine shaft. Delays caused by a broken drill bit have kept miners' families, neighbors, and rescue workers on edge. Reporter Jeff Young has been covering this and joins us on the line from Somerset. Jeff, what's the latest?
The drilling has again stopped, temporarily at least. Remember, they have two of these 30-inch diameter holes being drilled toward the chamber where they believe these men are still trapped. The drilling has paused on one of the holes in order to install an airlock so that they can control the pressure as they drill. And they broke something called a stabilizer on the drill number two, and that a replacement piece of equipment is being flown in. But they've been making good progress with the drilling, and they're very close now.
So why is the airlock necessary? What's that all about?
The pressure inside the chamber is really kind of the big deal now. They're pretty confident that the drilling is no longer an obstacle. They can drill down in there. The question now is, how can they drill in without unintentionally causing more harm? And this has to do with the air pressure that they're maintaining in that air pocket. Their theory all along has been that the air pocket is created by air pressure that they're pumping in there at 90 pounds of pressure per square inch.
So they've already been pumping air down to where they think the men have been trapped.
Correct.
Okay.
Through a much smaller hole drilled a couple of days ago.
Okay.
And so now the trick is to drill this larger hole to allow the escape passage without relieving that pressure, which would, of course, cause the water to rush in.
And part of the rescue plan is to send a capsule down into the rescue shaft. Tell us about that.
Well, this is a long, skinny device designed especially for this kind of a rescue. It has a chamber, we're told, about 10 feet long. It's only about 19 inches across inside of it. And it has a little 3-foot sliding door. It's a cylindrical thing that slides down through this tunnel that they're drilling.
Jeff, as I understand it, the latest information about the rescue is going to the families before it's going to the press. What's that about?
They've been very sensitive to the needs of the family all through this. The rescue officials have. They have set up a live video feed to the place where the families gather. They're at a meeting hall in a fire department in a small town nearby. And they will be getting the information live as it happens during the rescue, along with a technical expert on hand to answer their questions and interpret things as they're happening.
And very briefly, do people still hold out hope that they will find people alive down there?
Well, you know, we haven't heard any confirmed signs of life for a long time now. However, people say that miners are tough people, and they can hang in there. If anyone can survive an ordeal like this, coal miners can. And indeed, coal miners have before. In the 70s, there was a flooded mine where miners were entrapped here in Pennsylvania, and they survived in air pockets for about a week before they were successfully rescued.
Jeff Young of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, thanks.
Thank you, John.